At the end of May 2015, I landed in Miami from Havana. I must have been one of the few Cubans who had ever set foot in that city, not to migrate definitively, but only to visit. My plan was to spend 2 months with my father, Manolo, who had arrived a year and a half before to rebuild his life from nothing. In the airport, I walked down cold hallways, crossed through glass waiting rooms and customs inspection stations. I was afraid. I realized later that it was a fear that didn't belong to me, because I didn't have any reason to be afraid. But there it was. It was the fear inside of all of us. They asked me questions, nothing out of the ordinary. They looked at my beard, I think, my funny year-old beard. When I got out, my father was waiting for me. He and I cried our respective melodramatic tears. Later, on an expressway headed toward the city, I asked myself if those tears hadn't been an exaggeration. At the end of the day, it had only been a little over a year since I had last seen him. Other people never saw each other again or met again 3 decades later, when they were already something else, just shadows, broken without possible repair. On the way, I saw so many signs that I didn't see any of them. I saw the face of Magic Johnson on the door of a bus. I saw the faces of lawyers on ads. I wondered what someone on an ad thinks when he sees his own ad. In a store, my father bought me some candy. He said he knew that I liked it. We weren't surprised, after the first few hours, by the ease with which we had linked that last day in Cuba to the first one here in Miami. We were surprised by the reunion. How smooth it was, how light, how little it weighed. Sometimes one doesn't leave to go outside, but to go inside. "What do you do now?" I asked René Arocha. "I'm a driver for a medical clinic for the elderly. I take them to appointments and then take them back to their houses." "When did you separate yourself completely from baseball?" "5 years ago. And since then, I've worked at this."
"Are you still passionate about baseball?"
"No."
"No?"
"No."
"Explain that to me."
"Everyone asks me if I saw the Marlins game. If I saw this, if I saw that. I don't watch ball. It's like when you stop liking a woman. I don't feel anything anymore. Before, I needed it. I dreamed of baseball. I lived baseball. Not anymore."
"Couldn't it be that you still like the woman, and since she doesn't want to be with you anymore, you reject her out of spite?"
"No, no. Since I was little, 10 or 11 years old, my grandfather would tell me to sit down and watch some games so I could learn. And I never did. Perhaps this is a regression. I stopped playing and now I'm not interested. Sometimes I see a game, I don't know, the last one of the World Series, something like that, but nothing else."
"Do you watch other sports?"
"No, nothing."
"What is baseball to you?"
"Being on the field, especially in the mornings when you go out to practice, smelling the grass. You can really feel that fresh grass." My father lived at 418 East 60th Street in Ialea, Miami's Cuban neighborhood, in a studio so small that once inside, there was no spot from which I could not see him, nor he me.